I'm standing on a street corner not far from downtown Los Angeles. A line of blue tarps snakes along the sidewalk, covered in wares for sale of every description. Cassette tapes, carefully coiled cables, and gently used shoes.
Yo me llamo Josefina Jimenez.
Josefina is standing next to one of the tarps, chatting with the vendors and inspecting the merchandise. She's not selling anything today, she says, but she often is.
When I don't have money, I come here. I come to sell, to eat. Because there's no work, we have to struggle.
Street vending is estimated to be a $500 million industry in Los Angeles. But selling on the street is technically illegal. It can result in anything from a ticket to a misdemeanor charge. Tickets can be for hundreds of dollars or more. But for Josefina, there are even higher risks. Because, like many other vendors, Josefina is undocumented. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti has said he would do all he can to resist any mass deportations under the Trump administration. But some immigrants' rights advocates are skeptical about just how far local government resistance to Trump would go. Like Megan Ortiz, who runs a Los Angeles immigrant workers organization called ADEPSCA.
It's not clear what that is actually going to mean when immigration officials show up in a park where there are a ton of paleteros or other street vendors. I think there's a difference between saying we will not cooperate with federal immigration enforcement and saying we will resist federal immigration intervention in California.
Still, Ortiz thinks that legalizing street vending in Los Angeles would be a step in the right direction, as do others.
Cynthia Anderson Barker, I'm a civil rights attorney.
Barker has been fighting for the legalization of street vending for years at this point, defending street vendors in court and meeting with city officials. There have been small victories along the way, she says.
We pushed back a lot against the city to not charge vendors with misdemeanors. However, an infraction is also an onerous fine.
For the most part, Barker supports the city council's street vending plan, which would create permits for vendors and was approved for a council vote in a committee meeting this week. Barker says legalizing street vending now is more important than ever. And she also wants the city to provide amnesty for street vendors with past criminal convictions or street vendors who have warrants out for their arrest after failing to pay fines.
If there's a warrant, it becomes a misdemeanor.
So that would mean that that would make them eligible
yes.
for deportation.
It could if under the Trump era, if local law enforcement is cooperating with ICE.
Okay. And are you concerned that that might be the case?
We're hoping the city of L.A. stands up to the federal government and any mandate to have law enforcement cooperate with ICE.
Of course, President Obama has deported over 2.5 million immigrants and has prioritized deporting people with criminal records, just like Trump has promised to. But Barker says the vendors she's spoken to are especially anxious about Trump's presidency. They don't know what to expect.
Buenas tardes, todos.
So she recently organized a workshop for immigrant street vendors. At around 6:30 on a Wednesday evening, over 100 street vendors were crowded into a room. Immigrant rights organizer David Aboud was doing a demonstration. What to do and what not to do if immigration, la migra, comes calling. First, Aboud shows what not to do. He invites the pretend agent into his imaginary home. Here is my Mexican passport, he says. Here's my birth certificate. Here are the birth certificates for my children, for my aunts and uncles, my parents. What else do you need? He asks. We're going to deport all of them, the fake agent replies. The audience laughs grimly, appreciatively. We're not trying to scare you, Aboud says. We just want you to be... A woman from the crowd interrupts. Prepared, she says. Yeah, he replies. Prepared. Carla Green, RFI, Los Angeles.